The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know how way early this morning I told you guys that cleaning is good for the brain? The reason you feel good after is because it gives you a kick of dopamine.
Yes.
Physically, you feel happier after you clean. Children who are assigned chores, 60% of which are more successful in life. Because they feel like they want to start something and finish it for the dopamine high.
40%, right?
Yeah.
40% ain't doing nothing.
This is why I don't want a real Christmas tree. I do enough cleaning. I'm already happy enough. Every time we've had a real Christmas tree, those little needles fall everywhere. Yeah. And I feel like I'm cleaning 24/7. Nobody needs that much happiness
in their life.
First of
all, let's establish that I put up the Christmas tree by myself.
You did, automatic.
And Dana is so Mexican that we have a white Christmas tree.
We sure do. That was a tradition in my house. I thought it was a thing.
A white Christmas tree?
Yes.
I've never had one.
Oh, well, we have one.
We can go deep in that conversation, but I'm not going there. It's
but
too,
I did have the fake Christmas trees growing up, though. We always had the fake Christmas trees.
I thought that was everybody. Yeah. Automatic said they didn't get a fake tree till you were in high school, right?
No, we got a fake tree once my mom saw that you thought it was okay to have a fake tree.
Oh, nice.
Dana,
we had real trees up until 10, 15 years ago whenever we got married.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me. Who would water that tree?
First of all, let's establish this. If we even had Christmas at my house, because my parents a lot of the time would leave to Jamaica by themselves and leave my brothers and sister.
Talk about goals.
At the house.
Wait, you and your siblings would stay home for Christmas.
And they would go to Jamaica.
Nice, dude.
Nice for who?
For the parents. I've never wanted to be some people more than that.
Shout out to Denny's. Yeah, we had a lot of Denny's Christmases.
That seems like a cool way to raise kids. You just leave them. That's what's up.
That's why we're all super independent.
So you think it was
and
a good thing?
And my sister's a therapist.
It's usually the therapists that have the most issues, I swear.
Like I said, they were in Jamaica. We were at Denny's.
Which goes all the way back to we started this conversation when I shared the study that Yale did over 40 years. Kids who have chores are more successful. Every one of you and your siblings successful because your parents abandoned you during Christmas.
There it is. Great parenting.
Well, that's what we'll call it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world.
En todo el mundo.
A four-year-old called 911 asking for help. Here's why. Listen to the call.
What's the address of the emergency?
My mommy is being bad.
What's going on?
Because he said he was going to call 911.
Call the police. And I just told her to come and get my mommy. And I just told her, my mommy and I just told her to put her to jail.
That ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling 911.
He's angry. His mother ate his ice cream. So I thought maybe it'd be over. They'd explain everything. No, the police end up at their door.
Hi.
Oh, it's the police. They came for real.
Yeah, we have to just come check, make sure everything's okay.
What'd you do?
Did you call the police?
Yeah, I told my mommy to go to jail. I didn't get ice cream.
No shame. He said, yes, I did call you because my mom ate my ice cream. Yes.
Which
that would have gotten me. I don't know what would have happened because there was a strict policy in my house. What my dad would always said. He was like, you don't call 911 unless there's a fire. That's the only time you would ever call 911 in this house.
Yeah, but he had an emergency in his mind. That was his food. And I feel that. I understand that. And maybe you don't understand, Otto, because you had three brothers and a sister. And I don't know if you do, Anthony, but I was an only child. And so I didn't have to share anything. When dinner was served, I had my plate in front of me. I could eat as slowly as I wanted to. I've heard siblings eat really fast. I don't know anything about that life. And one time we were sitting at the table as me and my Theo Frankie, my Uncle Frankie, and I didn't want to finish my egg because I was full. Well, he proceeded to eat it so we wouldn't have to throw it away, which did not sit well with my three-year-old greedy mind.
Uh-oh, did you call the cops?
Oh, I didn't call the cops, but I threw a fit.
Uh-oh.
And I mean a fit. I still have a vivid memory of me kicking the walls, kicking the refrigerator, on my back, screaming, I wanted my egg.
And this was eggs before inflation.
Way before inflation.
Oh, my God.
So I also remember he picked me up and stood me up and looked me in the eye and said, I'm going to make you an egg. And if you don't eat it, you're going to be in trouble. And he never raised his voice to me. I was so scared. He made the egg and I wasn't hungry a little bit. I ate every single bit of that egg.
Shout out to the yoke of discipline that he called you. That's funny.
I used to be really greedy when it comes to food. Because of being an only child.
Well, I'm curious about the egg. Was it scrambled over easy? What are we
scrambled.
Talking about?
Scrambled.
Scrambled.
Mm, very good, soft scrambled egg.
I feel like you're trying to justify this kid calling the cops on his parents.
I'm not justifying. I'm explaining why he did it. I'm explaining. This is so embarrassing, but I still buy my special snacks and I'll hide them in the pantry. I don't want anybody eating my food. I don't want anybody.
Like, I think it's with anybody when it comes to certain food or certain habits. There's other things that other people can do that will just absolutely drive you up a wall. And when I was little, I remember my cousin was staying at my grandma's house and we were sharing a pack of Oreos and we had a cup of milk there.
Oh,
and
Anthony.
It was going real pleasant. I was a little boy. I didn't know. And I dipped my Oreo in the milk, but I also dipped my fingers in the milk.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I didn't. Yeah, that's exactly how she reacted.
Oh.
And it hurt my little heart because I thought we were having a cool bonding cousin moment. And then she completely ridiculed me because I put my fingers in the milk.
I can see the milk right now. It's brown and not from the Oreos.
Yes.
You know,
like,
little kids, they don't wash their hands.
You know how bad you have to feel when somebody yells at you about ruining Oreos? Oh, man, so sad.
I would have jailed your little butt, too.
I'm a finger dipper.
Automatic. I know you remember this about our daughter. This memory will never leave me. She was drinking water, and she's probably 3 or 4 years old. And, you know, when you're little like that.
I know exactly where you're going.
I know you do. The backwash. Uh-oh. Whatever's in their mouth, whatever they're eating, ends up in the bottle of water. And it was a really hot day, and Automatic was complaining that he was hot and, you know, he was thirsty. And so Ava Medic, she says, Daddy, she asks Otto, do you want a drink? And Otto looked at her, looked down at his daughter that he loves so much and said, oh, no, there's floaties in there.
Oh.
And what did she say, Automatic? What did she tell you?
That's the best part.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Our spiritual forecast for the week with our very own Sirmati. Sirmati, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so what do you see for us for this week as we approach Christmas?
This is a beautiful week. And actually, I feel like the vibration that we're emitting for this week is that of new beginnings. And that's a really interesting thing because we're already ending the year. So there is this energy of thinking and contemplating of what we want for next year. So set those intentions early. Set those early intentions because next year is going to be a totally different energy. We'll talk about that later on a little bit more.
Yeah,
but
right.
This is the week to set intentions for sure.
I believe in intentions and I really believe what you say and what you feel manifests itself. So always be careful what you keep in your mind and what comes out of your mouth. Seriously,
yes.
Be very careful
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. Now, your word is powerful.
It is. It is so powerful, and so is your mind. Now, if you'd like a psychic reading, call 877-730-DCS1. And next week, Madi, you said you have some more information, obviously, about the week of Christmas, because we'll just be days away. We touch base next week.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Merry Christmas. Love you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Aisha Curry sat down for an interview with People Magazine to talk about all that she does. She has a, you know, a bakeware line. She has a clothing line. She's married to Steph Curry, one of the most successful NBA players of all time. For those who may not know that, he plays for the Warriors.
She doesn't have to work.
No, she doesn't have to work, but she does yes. work anyway. And she was asked about their relationship, and she said, Steph, my husband, is before our children. And I want to make sure I read this right. She says, because two happy people raising the kids ensures the family sector is better for it. I agree. Ooh. But the comments on People Magazine, one woman wrote, I would never put anyone above my flesh and blood, my children, no man, nobody ever comes before my children.
I bet you that woman is single. And I say that from
Anthony
experience because,
A.
No, that sounds like something, I'm not. No disrespect, that sounds like something my mother would say, and my mother was single. And then she eventually met my stepfather, and although I do understand what Aisha Curry's saying, as a person who's come up from a blended family, it would have been weird to me to hear my mom say, hey, your stepfather is more important to me than you are. And
well, I don't think you say that to your
kids.
You
don't say that, though.
But you you do it through your actions.
Your actions.
Passive aggressive.
No, you don't do passive aggressive. Anthony, let me tell you something. Automatic, I put him before my children so that I can be a better mother for it. They need to see an example of what a good relationship is. Now, I don't know what your relationships were with your mom, but my mother before did not have good relationships. Unfortunately, she wasn't married until I was outside of the home, and I had a lot of chaos in my home. I want my children to see what a good relationship is. Therefore, he comes first, and guess what? I'm a better mother for it. I'm a better wife for it. I can raise them better. Now, my two older ones are grown, but I feel like because of the mistakes I made early on, it's embarrassing to say, they've made some poor choices when choosing partners. Now they've rectified that. Everything's good now, but it's unfortunate they went through that experience. My youngest, Ava Maddock, will be different because of the way relationship is, DJ Automatic.
I agree with everything you said, but it's also about finding a balance because, like Anthony said,
that doesn't mean I throw my kids to the side,
you have to make them feel like they're important. But when they have that sense of security, when they look at mom and dad and say, hey, mom and dad are good, they can feel good about themselves too.
And because we just talked about this briefly yesterday, I got this text message from a man. I can't say his name, but we've been going back and forth. But here's what hit me. He says, my wife and I were married 22 years and the first four were great, even when our kids were first born. But then she started putting all her energy into them, what they wanted, what they needed. And then he goes on to say, which I did too. But 10 years later, I didn't have a connection with her anymore. I didn't feel like I knew her anymore.
I've seen that happen.
And I left her for a break. Now we're divorced. And I felt so bad. And I said, didn't you try it? And he said, I just didn't feel like it. And it made me so sad because you're talking about a 20 plus year marriage. You just didn't feel like it.
Sometimes you see people put their kids as the center of the universe. And I think it's detrimental to the kids and the relationship because no one's going to be the center of the universe ever. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, then kids, they leave the nest. And then what's left? That was what I got from here. What's left if you don't know each other anymore? If you've only focused on your child, I've had people send me DMs on Instagram and Facebook and say, my son's leaving the house. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what's your life?
Yeah.
You got to have a life. Show your children not to be dependent on anyone, including them.
Remember when we were at lunch with that couple and the husband said,
she said she wanted
another kid.
Yeah, she said.
And she said, I want to have another kid. And he was like, how are we going to do that? We have our other kid living with us in our bed.
Damn. In front of everybody.
Damn. Yeah, we're like full-fledged. These are married problems.
Yeah.
We are full-fledged married issues. Yeah. What did the wife say?
She was mortified.
She was so, and they don't have another kid.
Oh.
So I don't know if they ever moved that child out of the bed. You got to take care of one another, in my opinion, in order to take care of the children in the best possible way. Now, I'm going to, in defense of your mother, Anthony, I'm going to tell you right now, and in defense of my mother, too, if you don't have the best partner, of course they don't come first. Because those men didn't have our mother's best interest or us as children's best interest in mind.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man, and I'm right here smoking a fat one with my girl Dana Cortez on the best morning show there is.